Hi, I'm Mark, and I'm a keen amateur photographer. I want to tell you about a wildlife excursion I went on recently. I initially thought about going on a safari in Africa, and then considered a weekend break in a European capital. But ultimately, it was a beautifully shot nature documentary that convinced me to head up to the Scottish Highlands. Finding the right place to sleep was crucial. I usually camp on my trips to save money, or occasionally stay in cheap hostels. This time, however, I decided to treat myself and rented a wooden cabin. I really didn't expect it to be quite so luxurious, complete with a log fire and an amazing view. Before leaving, I knew the weather up there could be unpredictable. I already had sturdy hiking boots and plenty of thick woolen socks, but I quickly realised my old coat wasn't going to cut it, so I invested in a high-quality waterproof jacket before setting off. It was definitely a wise decision. On my very first morning, I set out into the pine forest with my camera gear. I was hoping to see a wildcat, or perhaps even a pine marten. Instead, I stumbled across a magnificent red deer standing perfectly still among the trees, and I managed to get a great shot before it bolted. Of course, the main reason for my trip was to spot the legendary golden eagles. My local guide mentioned that they sometimes nest on the coastal cliffs, but instead, he drove us out to an incredibly remote, steep valley, just as the sun was coming up. He assured me this was their prime hunting ground. Waiting for wildlife requires immense patience. I didn't mind the isolation, and the lack of a mobile phone signal was actually quite refreshing. However, the freezing wind made sitting still for hours on end quite a physical ordeal. I had to keep moving my fingers just to operate my camera. After about 3 hours, a large shape appeared in the sky. My heart leaped. I thought it might be a heron, or ideally, the eagle I'd been waiting for. But when I looked through my binoculars, I realized it was actually just a buzzard. It was a beautiful bird, but not what we were there for. We stayed until late afternoon, scanning the skies, but no eagles appeared. My guide said we'd just been unlucky, and while I tried to remain positive, I couldn't help but feel a sense of bitter disappointment as we packed up our equipment. I'd built my hopes up so much. The journey back down to the village was mostly quiet. I was feeling pretty low, despite the lovely wildflowers we passed along the trail. However, as we rounded a corner, we were greeted by an absolutely dramatic sunset over the mountains, which really lifted my spirits. It reminded me why I love being out in nature, even when things don't go to plan. Despite the eagle situation, it was a fantastic trip. Will I go back for birds of prey? Probably not immediately. Some friends have suggested tracking bears in Canada, but I've actually decided my next adventure will involve photographing marine life down in Cornwall. I'm hoping for better luck with the local wildlife there.